The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We're starting here the sugya of Rechaninus Kanakehanim, the famous sugya that deals with seven blots about the laws of Tumah and Tahara. At first glance, it seems like the concepts in the sugya are very not halacha l'maisa, far removed from everyday practice that we don't have Tumah and Tahara, and therefore it seems that these things are not halacha l'maisa, but if you go to the sugya, you'll see that many dinim that are mentioned here are indeed halacha l'maisa. Things like Cherev Reikah Kehalol, a cherev being tumei aviyah avos, like a klimatzkis, like a nace, is aviyah avos atuma. Things like rishon and sheni l'tuma, things like oichel and mashkin being matama, which are matama, which are not matama, all these things are halacha l'maisa. And I'd like to list a number of areas where these halacha things come halacha l'maisa and give a shir on each one of them. The first is cherev kecholol, how it pertains to tumas kehanim. If a kohen can walk into a place where there's a cherev reikah cholol, it's also relevant in the laws of schach of sukkah, because things that are makabel tumah are possible for schach, and things that are not makabel tumah are kosher for schach. And even the maimed of the schach, and according to some, even the maimed of the maimed that support the support of the schach, also can't be done with makabel tumah. So knowing what's makabel tumah is quite negeh lemaisa to know what's kosher for a sukkah, for schach of a sukkah. And the whole issue of mats is also dependent on this, knowing about laws of Makabal Tumah. Third place it's Nagaya is laws of Tzibulu B'Mashka. Many people are machmel, like the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that to eat a wet vegetable or a wet fruit, or maybe even a cookie dipped in milk and things like that, Oichel Shetibulu B'Mashka, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufn and Chez, based on the Gemara Pesachim Kufn Tez Vov, that such sin needs until it's done without a bracha. So it's important to know which mashkas are machshir and makabel tumah, and which liquids mashkim are not machshir and makabel tumah. Another place that's relevant is the laws of ksamim. We know that a lady who sees a reed of dam and tummy nida, if she finds by surprise a stain on her body or garment, it's a kesem, which is the only tummy mirabanon. This tumah rabanon was only made on the dovish of makabel tumah. Since it's not makabel tumah, there's no issa of tumas ksam, no tumas ksam at all. So knowing which begodim are makabel tumah and which kelim are makabel tumah is very relevant. Halacha l'maisa, whole sechtes kelim about knowing what's makabel tumah, not makabel tumah, becomes now negei l'maisa. And even tumas negoyim, the sechtes negoyim of a mitzvah are also negei tumas ksamim. Also, there's law by a mikveh. You can only transport the water, the rainwater, to the mikveh. It's only kosher if havayu b'tahara. The dover of makabel tumah directs the water to the mikveh, so possible mikveh. So therefore, indeed, the halachas are quite negei l'maisa. And even in the laws of challah, b'zman hazeh, even chutz la'aretz, knowing which mashkes are makabel tumah and machshir makabel tumah, and which ones are not, which are mentioned here in the sugya, are negay in the laws of challah, as we'll see. So we see there's quite a number of areas that there's halacha l'maisa implications about which kelim and foods and mashkin and kelim and begodim are makabel tumah, not makabel tumah. So we'll go one by one and talk about these in the seven blath of Chernus Kanakehanim. Number one, we'll discuss the laws of cherev reikah kecholol. It's mentioned here in the Gemara of Yud Dalad on the base, a special halacha of cherev reikah kecholol. Normally by tumah, the laws are that you always go down a level. The source of tumah is aviyah avos. What touches that is a ov. What touches him is a rishon. And as you go down, each touch, sheni to shlishi, by kedus to a revi, by paras chatzis even to a chamishi, but you always go down a level. The one that touches is never as tumah as what he touched. And you always go down a level of tumah as you go down. There's one exception to the rule called cherev reikah kecholol. It means to say that if a cherev kills, if you kill a person with a cherev, just like the meis avi avay satuma, the same thing, the cherev is avi avay satuma. Or if a person touched the Meitzah and became Avatuma, and a Cherev touched him, a Kli Matzchus touched him, so he's also an Av Hatuma. Cherev is Avatuma like the one he touched. So we have to understand, does this apply halachah l'maaseh for kahanim or not? And to explain this, we'll go one by one. First of all, we have to understand, is the laws of cherev reka cholol only by a cherev or all matzchusin, or all substances? The shita of the rach, over here in Psachim, is that it's only by a kli matzchus, only a metal that touches a dead body is avir v'satumah. But not any other thing. A kli eitz, a kli etzem, is not. Only by a kli matzchus. The Rambam Shita, in Hilchos Tumas Meitz, Perfchei Alocha Gimel, is that anything except for a kli cheres, any keli which you could be titled in the mikveh, that's the Tumah Harei Kareka Cholol. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is, does this Tumah Harei Kareka Cholol, that the cheres becomes like the dead body itself, Havir Vaisa Tumah, that only if it touched it, or even if it was in the same, is oil ames. The Rambam Shita is that even in Ohel you can become. That means if a Kli Matzchus or Kondzamim, any Kli except for Kli Cheres, was in the same oil as a mace, even that didn't touch the mace, also gets a Tum Reka Cholol. But the Hashlam and Brachas items are only been a gear, not the oil. Now once you have Chayav Reka Cholol, does it matama others by Ohel like a real mace or not? The Rambam Shita in Parshas Chukdis is it's only matama others benegia. That means it's like touching a mace if you touch it, but it could have got the tumas through a tumas oil, but to matama acherim ba'oihel it will not do. Chayv rechol is just not that strong, but the tradition Shabbos Yudzayin holds that it is matama and gives over tumas even ba'oil. That means to say that if you have a kli matzus, or according to Rambam, any keli, in the ohel of a mace, a gatatuma, and now this same cherev is in the ohel, anybody comes in that same ohel, same house as the same room as the cherev, he will get the tuma from the cherev. It's matama even oil. It's like it being the oil of Yavai, so tuma you become an avatuma by being the same oil as that. So now that's true, that many hold that even that the cherev reka cholol is matama acherim be'oihel, what about a kohen being muzer on that? So here's the big machlokes item. Tosfos says in Nozer, Dav Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that even if you say that a cherev reka cholol is mamish like a mace and is matama acherim be'oihel, but it still will not prohibit a kohen coming in there. Because it's not called the Tumas HaNefesh. Even when you matana b'oihel, and therefore a kohen can't come in, that's only the Tumah of a Nefesh. But the Tumah of Cherev Reka Cholol is not the Tumah of a Nefesh. Therefore, even though that you matana the kohen b'oihel, but there's no Issa. There's no Issa of a kohen coming there. It's not Tumas HaNefesh. And therefore, it's Mutter. The Bein Tam said no. And Yireim holds like that also. That's even matana and makes a kohen Issa to come in. And Tosfos brings down in Nozdaf Nun Dalud that Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen asked a question to Rabbeinu Tam and used the pasuk in a from Nach. He says, "Eze ba'is eshativ nuli ve'eze mokem nuchasi. Where can you build me a house I can walk into? Every house might have a nail or a keli. There was one time in the house of the oil of the mace." And it's forever and forever, it's going to be Tomei, and it's going to be Matamish. So every place I go into might be a nail, might be something over there, it's an oil mace. So from that, Ben Chaim proved that even if it's Matamish oil, and a cherev reka cholol is like Avir Avay Sotuma all the way, and can Matamish cherev oil, it'll fact be Matamish then, but will not ask for a coin from walking in the room. He might become Tomei, but it's not Tumas Nefesh as a coin is moved around. The Ramah in Sim Samach Tes brings this as a machlekes harishayim lahalacha. Is a cherev reka cholol being in the oil, will that asra koyin walking in there and touching that cherev reka cholol, or being in the same oil as the cherev reka cholol? He says, Yesh Ayrun L'chumra, But the Ramos Machri says, Ve'ein noig in kain, we are noig l'kula, like Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin, that even if Chayrek Chol can be matama chayim v'oil, it might be matama the koyin v'oil, and certainly benegia, but it will not answer him, because the Isma Kain is not just to become Tomei, he can become Tomei, he just can become Tomei to a Tomei Nefesh. And therefore, we are Mekel, and a Kohen can indeed walk into a house where there's a Chayim Reka Cholol. A real Macy can, of course he can't. But if it's only a Kli that touched the Macy, so they came coming from a Macy boil, it might even be Matamim boil. But it won't be Issa, because the Tomei only has the Issa of Tumas Nefesh. So here we see how the Poskim discuss the concept of Chayim Reka Cholol from Daf Yudalad regarding Halach L'Maisa by Kehanim. In the forthcoming Shirin, we'll see how the other concepts in the sugya are also in the Gaya Halacha L'maisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.